Nice try. The stamp collecting report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. It turns out what appeared to be a really rare stamp on a Florida absentee ballot was a fake. Most stamp collectors thought so.
I was fairly confident from the original computer scan that this was a counterfeit.
Mercer Bristow is the director of expertising for the American Philatelic Society, the nation's biggest stamp collecting organization, which sent him down to Florida. Expertising is using scientific methods and expert knowledge to determine if a stamp is genuine. One reason stamp collectors were skeptical was it would have been pretty easy to print out a copy of one of the inverted airplane stamps with a computer, although this wasn't done that way.
This counterfeit was printed by the offset or lithograph printing process, while the genuine issue was printed in the intaglio process.
Another reason is that stamp collectors know where practically all the original 100 copies of this famous stamp are.
We've been able to track all of them except 5 right now.
And at $200,000 or more each, those stamps are usually well guarded. Of course, it is possible someone's crazy aunt got into a collection. Then there's the time a maid vacuumed up a copy that had fallen out of an album, and of those 5 missing Jenny inverts, 2 were stolen and never recovered. So it could have happened, but it didn't. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more about stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.